Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 540 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, here's today's question from James.
Hey, Pat, this is James Gentleman from jamesgentleman.com, and hopefully by the time this airs, theuptownimage.com. First, it was great meeting you at Converted last week. It was so awesome to see you here in Minneapolis, and it was great learning from you and hanging out for a little bit. My question is, what should I spend my money on? I've got my domain, I've got my hosting, I've got some content prepared, I've got all the equipment I'm going to need. I'm going to go with a couple of free options like MailChimp for the first 2,000 users, and I'm going to switch to ConvertKit once I hit 2,000, and then I'm going to use Rapidology from Lead Pages. Which is kind of their free WordPress plugin. So what's my next best investment? Should I like take a class like Zero to Launch, or should I get a premium WordPress theme or a plugin that I don't know about yet? Should I not go with one of the free options that I mentioned above? Or should I just save my money? I'm just kind of looking for advice, I guess. So thanks again for everything you do. It was great meeting you last week, and I really look forward to hearing from you. Thanks.
Hey, James, what's up? Thanks so much for the question. It was great to meet you at Converted, which for those of you listening today, it was that was in October of 2015. So, James, I apologize. It's been a while. But by now, I'm sure you have some stuff going on in the online space. And I look forward to learning more about where you're at now and hopefully see you again in the near future, potentially again at Converted 2016. So anyway, let's get to your question. What should you spend your money on? You know, you got the equipment, the domain, the hosting, a lot of the tools, whether they're free or paid for. You know, of course, in terms of a WordPress theme, it's always good to spend a little bit just to get a nice looking theme so that the navigation through your site is fine, so that it's actually just working the way it should be. But again, you shouldn't need to spend too much money on that kind of stuff up front. The best bang for your buck when it comes to when you're just starting out is really education. So you had mentioned Ramit's Zero to Launch course, which is by far one of the best ones out there. There's a lot out there. Now, whether that's right for you or for those of you listening, that's up to you to figure out, because Ramit has a certain style, and so do other people. There's Internet Business Mastery, there's Fizzle, there's Youpreneur, there's so many other options, but Ramit is definitely one of the top ones, but the program is definitely reflects that as well. But anyway, education is really important. It's going to give you the fastest way to get the results, because whatever it is that you're trying to learn, you can find somebody who has already experienced in that to teach you, and that's that. So really, I mean, by far, if you had the cash and this option was available, you might want to get some mentorship or, you know, something like that. I know Jamie Masters, formerly Jamie Tardy, she over at eventualmillionaire.com has a program called the Millionaire Hustlers, and that's kind of a open and then closed program, but you can check that out. Just look up Eventual Millionaire Hustlers, and she coaches people in groups to get to that next level in their cash flow, decrease the time they spend in their business, and that sort of thing. So again, that's going to help give you direct access to people who can help you the best with your situation in particular and where you're at. I would hesitate to say, you know, buy all this equipment and, you know, all these other fancy tools, because we expect that these tools are really what's going to make the difference for us. And, you know, to a certain extent, they do make a difference, but they're not going to be the difference between win and fail. What the difference is between win and fail is, like I said, the education that you give yourself so that you know what to do and you have people in your corner to help you do that, but also just doing. So if there is nothing that you feel like is pressing in terms of what you could spend the money on, save it, because there might be an opportunity to spend that money in the future with somebody or something that comes along that can help you. But until then, just execute. Do things, see what the results will be, and always keep trying more. Even if you fail, that's okay. Failure is a part of the process. We all know this now. You've heard me say this 100,000 times here on the podcast, on this podcast, and on Smart Passive Income, and all the time on the blog. Failure is an option as long as you learn from those failures and keep moving forward. You don't want to fail, of course, but again, like I said, you have to. Now, here's another thing that can help you in terms of if you really do have a lot of money that you can use on other things. Here's what else I would look out for. Look out for any other events that you could go to where you could connect with the right people, because that's where you're going to be able to form real relationships and partnerships that can help take your business to the next level too. You might be able to take somebody out to coffee or dinner and just ask them questions, tap into their brain. I've done that a number of times. A number of people have done that with me. And so in addition to looking for mentors out there and guided help in that way, specifically for your situation, and in addition to just making sure that your site is navigable, whatever that word is, just make sure that you're also aware of what's coming up in the future in terms of events where people who you want to connect with are there. People in the same space as you are there. That way you can, again, like I said, build those relationships, form partnerships, and just have each other's backs. Who knows, you might find that there's people there who could join you in a mastermind group, and that's huge. I mean, that's happened to me before as well, and that's something that money can't even buy, really. But money could buy you that ticket to go to that event, or the plane ticket to go to the event that you just don't attend the sessions for, but you go to the networking parties and just stand in the hallways. That's called unconferencing, I think is the term. And a number of people do that too because they know how important those relationships are and just meeting people in person. So that's what I would do. James, thank you so much for the question. I look forward to seeing you again. And of course, we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. I also want to give a shout out to Lead Pages, which you mentioned. They have a tool called Rapidology, which you can check out at rapidology.com. That is a free tool that you can use to grow your email list, and it's the only 100% free WordPress plugin that lets you quickly create those beautiful opt-in forms and pop-ups and widgets. No design or coding skills required. So go ahead and check that out. Again, that's rapidology.com. And I also want to just thank you guys so much for being here and listening in. As always, I like to end with a quote, and today's quote comes from Mark Zuckerberg, or the Zucks, as Gary Vee would say. And that quote is, "The only strategy that is guaranteed to fail is not taking risks." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks, guys. Bye. Oh, and by the way, thank you again one more time for those of you who support or have supported Will It Fly at willitflybook.com. I found out last week that we hit the Wall Street Journal bestseller list. So awesome. Thank you guys so much for the support. I appreciate it. Just means the world to me. I'm not going to be promoting it quite as much now that the launch period is over, but I just wanted to share that with you because that was a huge deal, a nice byproduct of just sharing it out there and those of you who have supported it. So thank you again so much. WillItFlyBook.com, now a Wall Street Journal bestseller. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.